Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
I want you to know that the mothership has landed.
It's DA on CBS Sports Radio.
What's up, my brother? I want permission to come aboard the mothership.
Asking permission to join a sports talk spaceship? Well, we're all a little crazy. The mothership has connected.
The mothership. Let's come aboard.
Happy Thursday to you, North America. The mothership has connected. Welcome aboard. It's the 4-Hour Chaos Theory Kegger. DA with you from the CBS Sports Radio studios in New York, broadcasting to affiliates nationwide and north of the border. Anchorage to Atlanta, Peoria to Pinehurst, Kalamazoo and Waterloo, hey, you're on the air.
They listening, D.A. Everything we saying, D.A. Everything.
And we come to you live from the Rocket Mortgage Studios. Need to know what it takes for a home to fit your budget and your family? Well, Rocket can. How are we doing, everybody? Thanks so much for joining us. Awesome show lined up for you this morning. We are debuting. Ba-ba-ba. The 12 DAs of Christmas. If you are new to the show in 2021, you're probably getting some sense of what you're in for over the next 16 episodes of the DA. But if you are the uninitiated, what happens here is we have curated the 12 greatest moments, most memorable, most hysterical, most painful moments of the past year, and put them into a list, ranking them via the staff 1 through 12 with a countdown until Christmas Day of all of these 12 memorable moments. They could be funny, they could be scary, they could be ridiculous, they could be serious, they could be anything. We then take that 12 and pull out of it the first 4 out. So essentially 13, 14, 15, 16, much like the NCAA tournament. Today we start with the first 4 out. So the first of the first 4 out comes your way in 20 minutes. Every morning from now until then, we'll play them twice. Usually first hour and last hour. Sometimes we'll mix it up. But usually first hour and last hour. Now, if you miss this live, obviously it's part of the podcast as well. But just so you know, you are in for a roller coaster of emotions. And I'm ready to kick this thing off in 20 minutes with your first of the first 4 out. We are also currently working on a page for you guys where you can listen to all of the clips before they air for the first time ever and cast your vote. So stay tuned for that. Where that's in the works. Hopefully we'll have that ready to go by the time we hit number 12 next week. Coming up this morning on the show, championship weekend straight ahead on Saturday, Michigan versus Iowa in the Big Ten championship game. Obviously, a Wolverines win means a spot in the college football playoff for the first time ever. Joshua Perry, Big Ten Network standout, a member of that Buckeyes national championship team a couple of years ago. He's joined us on the show before. I love picking his brain on college football. I just think he's excellent at delivering the analysis. He's going to join us coming up hour four. Also this morning, in 40 minutes, stories of how Brian Kelly screwed over his assistant coaches who are now NFL head coaches. Troy Aikman believes the Rams are doomed. John Gruden's career ended by a paid assassin. Mike Golic joined us on the show earlier in the week, and he wasn't thrilled with me after the interview. We'll tell you why. Notre Dame looks like it has its man, and it's not Luke Fickell. And tonight, big college football, not college, big NFL game on Thursday night. You've got the Saints, you've got the Cowboys, Dallas obviously in the middle of a skid, but what could be worse than where the Saints are as Taysom Hill will get the start? We'll preview that game as well. So all of that coming up this morning on the show. Hit me up on the phones at 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4227. Or on Twitter, hit me up, DA on CBS. Yesterday, the power brokers of college football decided to get together and vote once again on playoff expansion. Get together and see if they can get a unanimous vote here on a 12-team playoff. The powers that be, the suits, got together. They had their beverages, glad-handed, rubbed elbows with the academic and athletic elite of college football. And at the end of the day, they came to a conclusion. We don't know. Oh, really? And so now it's tabled again for at least another month. What is going on with the playoff, and will a plan for expansion ever be figured out? It is where we begin. Your cold open.
All the talk, all the different things have been said all year long, whether they're positive or negative. They've been able to block them out and continue to push forward and, you know, find ways to play their best ball at the end of the year.
It feels like the best one, you know. it sure does. Yeah, it really does. And, get ready for next week's. Maybe next week's will be the best, but that's why it feels like the beginning. But continue to do what we do. We'll move on with humble hearts, and you know, greatness doesn't fear consequences.
The way these guys sort of overcame adversity in this game and showed great resiliency and the way they performed. And I said that to them in the locker room after the game. You know, this is something you should always remember, that when you put your best foot forward and you fight and you really believe in something and you do it together as a group, what you can accomplish.
Amazing, sensational, dramatic, heart-rending.
It's DA's top story.
Here he goes.
It's your cold open.
Well, those are three of the coaches coaching this weekend. You have Luke Fickell, Cincinnati, Jim Harbaugh at Michigan, Nick Saban, Alabama. That really has nothing to do with an expanded college football playoff. But the powers that be, the suits that joined forces yesterday, could not come to a conclusion. And so why? Well, because there are warring factions in college football that you simply cannot ignore and you cannot run away from and cannot change. You know, you look at the NFL, that's 32 owners, really 31 plus the Packers, but for argument's sake, 32 owners. In Major League Baseball, 30 owners. In the NBA, 30 owners. You can get a consensus built on 30 owners because there's voting blocks. And you go to one guy that's standing in the way and say, okay, I'll vote for your thing next time around. When you need a stadium, we'll do this for you, what have you. And they work in lockstep in tandem. We're seeing this with Major League Baseball's lockout right now. 30 owners can get on the same page relatively easily with not a lot of arguments and fighting and delays. You have 120-plus different football schools just in FBS, and they all have completely different needs. They have completely different sizes. They have completely different budgets, completely different television revenue, completely different scholarship situations. Everything is different in college football. And so what is happening here is the holdup. The Power Five says, well, okay, if we got guarantees, we'll do five Power Five guarantees, one group of five guarantee, and then six wild cards, right? We'll do five of the conference winners, one of the group of five winner, and then six wild cards. Well, guess who's not down to that plan right now? The group of five. Because the group of five says, well, you guys got five guaranteed slots in there, and we got one. And the wild cards will likely all be yours as well. So now we've got a model where it's 11 to 1. From an SEC standpoint, Greg Sankey doesn't want anything besides 12 or 4. Why? Well, because right now you've got four wild cards. There's no guaranteed anything that gets in. So Sankey's going, hey, we can get four SEC teams into a college football playoff. We've seen two, but if it broke our way, we can get up to four teams into this playoff. If we go to 12, well, then that gives us six more possible SEC slots, right? You could have six guarantees, one of which is the SEC, and then six wild cards. Could be all the SEC, so that's seven. In a conference that will one day have, let's put LSU in the playoff, and let's say, well, Alabama gets a wild card slot, A&M gets a wild card slot, Oklahoma gets a wild card slot, Georgia gets a wild card slot, Florida gets a wild card slot, Ole Miss gets a wild card slot. That's in play. So the SEC doesn't want a hybrid of a six-team expansion, an eight-team expansion, because that's less potential seat to the table for them. So now you can see you're trying to get Alabama, LSU, and Georgia on the same page as Central Michigan, Boise State, and Appalachian State. It's just virtually impossible. So I find this relatively hysterical. The powers that be get together, and you have all of these college football media types that are like, it's more than likely going to get done. I'd be shocked if it didn't get done. They know what's on the table. They've had so much time to discuss it. This has to get done. It has to get done. It has to get done. And I'm thinking to myself, the odds are it'll never get done. In fact, it was a miracle we even got this far. For any college football fan over the age of, let's just say, 35, even 30, you realize that even getting to the BCS was a near miracle. That we used to just vote on these things. Then we finally got a two-team BCS and nobody was happy. Well, a playoff, even a four-team playoff, is a pretty huge miracle that we got here. If you watched college football in 1996, you know, that a playoff seemed like the fairy godmother, tooth fairy, Easter bunny, and Santa rolled into one. It was never going to happen. We got here. So do I think we get expansion? Sure I do. Do I think it takes a long time to get there? Yeah. We've only been doing this for 7 years. We still have another 3 years on this model. My guess is it takes until the end of this contract to get that expansion. But thinking that this thing is going to get solved 3 to 4 years in advance of when you have to, the deadline? No. There's too many warring constituents with too many different priorities. How do you get 120 different college leaders on the same page? I mean, can it work? Can it happen? Again, today, at least the group of five felt, when they agreed to this, well, there's a chance because it's all basically a beauty pageant. So it's not locking us out. But now they realize we're never getting in, so we have to have expansion. But then that cuts against what the Power Five want. So, like herding cats last night, which is why it didn't get figured out. It will eventually. but I don't think anytime soon. I think we've got the four for the time being, which I don't hate. 855-212-4CBS on Twitter, DA on CBS. We are off and running this morning here on the show. And boy, this is my favorite time of year. I know that Mraz's trash this week was, it's not the most wonderful time of the year. The most wonderful time of the year is actually sometime in July or August, just because it's warm out and he can go beluga in the whale pool. But this is wonderful because we get to relive the greatest, most memorable, most schizophrenic, ridiculous moments of the DA Show's calendar year. When we come back, we debut the 12 DAs of Christmas with the first of the first four out. It's next, DA, CBS Sports Radio.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
It's the DA Show on CBS Sports Radio.
All right. Happy Thursday to you, everybody. You can get us on the Odyssey app, both live and podcast form. It's a really cool app. Not only is it CBS Sports Radio, but everything else you could ever want. But you can listen to us live on that app every single day. So stream us using the Odyssey app. Pause, rewind, fast forward live radio. Then also all of our podcasts are on there as well. So if you miss anything, daily podcasts are there. Also, the Permission Granted podcast is there. Also, Sunday Morning Football podcast is there. So everything you could want right there. One-stop shop. Bingo, bango. Give it to a loved one for Christmas. It's free. We appreciate you being with us. And today is a very momentous day because we finally dig back into the crates. We finally get back into the 12 DAs of Christmas. Mraz, I just want, before we get to this one, a thought on culling through all of the audio from the past year. We talked about this maybe a couple of times, that when digging back over the last calendar year, it felt like it was 2 years, because when you go back, really we do Thanksgiving to Thanksgiving instead of Jan 1 to Jan 1, because we have to obviously wrap up the 12 DAs by Christmas. So right now, moments that happen are eligible for the 2022 12 DAs. So basically Thanksgiving to Thanksgiving felt like two different years because we were at home pandemic for half of it and then came back to the studios in July this year. And so it just feels like so many different weird kooky things happened over 12 months that were completely different on both ends of the spectrum.
I think that's 1,000% accurate. And obviously, we came off the previous year's 12 DAs where we kind of got used to some kooky moments while working from home. But I think the biggest alarming thing to me, DA, was there were times I know when we were working from home where I questioned whether I was pulling a worthy enough candidate for the 12 DAs. And maybe that led to so many that we had, because as you know, DA, part of the 12 DA charm throughout the year is the camaraderie we have walking out of the studio, laughing about things for a week later, and not having that personal engagement sometimes made me second guess. Maybe this moment wasn't as good as I thought, where if we were in the studio, we would have been cracking up. And then we got to live that again when some of these moments happened throughout the studio. So I didn't know at times when voting, hey, did I view this as way too funny or a way too classic a moment than others did? Because, you know, in many ways, some of them we were in our own environment to kind of get a feel for.
I've always loved this whole exercise and practice because when you do radio every day and you do 4 hours or 3 hours of radio every day, there's so much that happens at each show. And once it's gone, it's oftentimes just gone. You're just on to the next. And the 12 DAs allows us to reflect on the ridiculous, on the hysterical, on the ingenious, on the stupid, on all of that for 1 month of the year. And so we're going to kick these things off right now. You are lucky because you are listening as we do this. Let us start with the first of the first four out. It's the 12 DAs of Christmas.
It's the most wonderful time of the year. The 12 DAs of Christmas to all, and to all, a good night.
Did he ever tell you why I'm not allowed to food shop?
No.
Because I shop too healthy.
Ostrich eyes, am I? Oh, no! No! I'm a Yankee fan! People are going to see this! I have family in St. Lucie, but I look like a fraud! I'm going to look like Jim Murray! You don't do this to people!
This boxer, he's putting up a three-level, four-bathroom, three-bedroom place, man.
Why does your chef sound like a jazz singer?
Have you ever owned a goat before?
I have. Was golfing with me one day.
She was golfing. What was her handicap?
Broken neck.
Got it.
Unbite me! Holy crap, it's hot at the bottom, you fuck!
The time is now, the place is here, and the whole wide world is filled with chairs.
We go back to January the 20th. We are still working from home at this time. And so the only set of fingers, the only body inside the studio was Pete the Body. And at this time, we had some complaints from listeners saying, I'm trying to call, but I can't get through. And so we asked Pete, are you answering the phones back there? This set Pete off, but then Pete said, fine. You want calls? Fine. And ultimately, as usual, Pete the Body was right. He got his final and last laugh. Here it is, the first of the first four out. I'm like, what do you want me to tell you? I don't know. They might be calling. They might not. Pete might pick up the phone. He might not. I'm not doing this again.
Yeah. No, and I think, honestly, what I figured out is Pete just doesn't see the phones ringing because it's pitch black in there.
That is different. Well, you have a call now if you want it.
Oh, we have a call?
Sure.
Okay, who's on hold? This is like mystery package.
He wants to talk about Patrick Mahomes.
Okay. Were you going to tell me this, or was I just going to have to go on a Pete doesn't answer the phone calls rant before I get one?
No, I'm going to tell you on the details.
Okay.
You got a full bank of calls. You can't know it, but we got a full bank of calls.
Well, DA, if you would have said something, I would have told you. Why didn't you say you wanted phone calls?
Are you going to take the call?
Yes.
Happy birthday, Pete, by the way.
Yeah, okay. Who is it? This is exciting.
This is Lance, New Mexico.
With 25 baby, and then Holly Holm, I'm the only one that predicted it in town. Kicked Ronda Rousey's face in. And nobody else said, they're just so weak here. And I was the one that said, she's going to beat her. But every morning you make me laugh, and I thought I'd try to return the favor. God bless.
Okay, appreciate that, Lance. Thank you, sir.
Good job screening, Pete.
Okay. And we don't take the call.
This is all types of perfect. This is exactly why Pete doesn't answer the phones. He's like, you see, DA, you want that? Is that what you want? He wants to talk about Patrick Mahomes. This dude just randomly yells about Ronda Rousey, then hangs up the phone. Great AFC Championship game.
Let's get DJ Tommy Q on the phone.
We're in the ring where Sean coughed something up. Stand by.
Just that pizza. You want it? You got it. The guy rambles about Ronda
Rousey. Have a good day.
Oh my God, that was so great. That's from January 20th.
And it was Pete's birthday.
Oh my God, it was just... What, you got one? Why don't you take it, D.A.? Okay, what is it? Lance wants to talk about Patrick Mahomes. It's the single worst call ever. And Pete's just sitting there like, you see, I was right all along, you buffoons.
Bunch of guys in their pajamas at home trying to tell me how to answer the phones.
And Pete had it up to here with us at that point in time because we had all been home since the previous March, except for Pete, right? This was almost like 10 months by stewarding the ship himself back at the studios. And he's like, all right, fine. You guys think you're smarter than me? Fine. And that it was just perfect, like the single worst phone call ever.
And that was the best one of the bunch.
DA from Twitch, we had Glorious Splat. I'm sorry, Otis Miller twitched in. This is an all-time great rant. I'm disgusted that this missed the cut. And Kaplan chimed in. Anyone that didn't have this in their top 12 should have their voting rights revoked.
Wow, Cap? Cap came in that hot on this?
Cap came in that hot, and I will tell you, Cap did not have this inside his 12, so maybe he should have his voting rights revoked as I look at everybody's phone.
Wait a second. Cap said if you didn't have this inside your top 12, your vote should be revoked, and he didn't actually have it in his top 12?
Not according to my sheet here. In fact, only two of us on the show had this inside the top 12. D.A., you had this inside your top 5, which is how it made the first four out, or it might have been gone altogether.
Uh-huh. Man, I heard this. I listened to this again 2 weeks ago when we did the voting, and I was just cracking up because it's Pete's ultimate vindication. It's like, you guys always think you can do my job better than I can, and then he finally says, fine, we'll do it your way. And it completely implodes in our face.
Ding, ding, ding. What do we have for him, Johnny?
It was perfect. Wow. So, yeah, I had this really, really high. I had it in the top 5, and it didn't even make the 12, but we got it into the first four out, and it's kind of perfect that it leads things off for the countdown. That was great. By the way, all 12 DAs are going to be available in their own podcast form, right? So you can actually go to our podcast feed on any of your favorite podcast platforms. And you'll see each day the 12 DA itself to listen to.
Yeah, if you listen to the Best of the DA Show or any of our 4 hours on that same feed every single day, isolated on its own, will be the 12 DAs of Christmas.
Perfect. We're off and running. This is so good. Standing by, headlines. The kind sir, who, by the way, just so happened, called a Fordham basketball game last night, which is not that rare, but was on SNY in New York. That's right. Millions of people watched Fordham Hoops last night with the one and only Kind Sir. Kind Sir, how was the call?
The call was good. I feel like we should straighten that out, though. Millions of people could have watched Fordham basketball last night in New York. I'm not sure that many actually did. But it was a thing. It's the first of 8 Fordham games that'll be on SNY, and I'm assuming I'll be around for most of those.
Wow.
So it's a good little bump up for us this winter.
That's awesome. So who did they play last night? BU?
They played St. Francis Brooklyn last night.
Saint
the
Francis
Terriers.
Brooklyn. Okay. Okay, I got the wrong Terriers there.
SFB.
So I think SNY must be carried in every New York household and then every New York regional household. So that's like 25 million homes. Then probably get to some other cable packages as well across the country. So you were hypothetically in like maybe 30 million homes last night. Now, doesn't mean they were actually tuned into St. Francis of Brooklyn basketball.
Yeah, I think 22 mil is probably a good number. Those are the early Nielsen returns. 22 mil we're watching. It was almost like an AFC title game.
Those 30 million passed by the channel.
That's right, yes. 30 million people had it on their guide and then went to the next channel, yeah. But still, it's amazing.
Oh, Rangers Flyers on MSG. That sounds better.
Oh, paid programming.
And, yeah, right. The bar tones. Okay, so how did the game actually go?
The game was a little ugly and a little boring for about 30 minutes, and then Fordham had one good stretch of some threes and some dunks for some good TV, and they won by 20.
Okay. Excellent. How about that? Kind sir is going to get into some major households this winter, which is awesome. All right, what do we got in headlines?
Well, we have officially arrived at baseball's first lockout since 1990. It is the first work stoppage of any kind since the 94 player strike. Owners locking out players overnight after the current CBA expired at 11:59 p.m.
So
Eastern.
We don't count last pandemic summer as a work stoppage when they couldn't agree on who was going to play, when they were going to play, why they were going to play. That kind of was like
That is correct, because that was neither a lockout nor a strike, right. So that does not count here. And, you know, the whole season was off, and then it was back on. So, yeah, that one doesn't count. These are lockouts and or strikes, since the first okay. one we've had in a long time. And shockingly, both sides are blaming each other for this current situation. Owners say the lockout will add the necessary urgency to their negotiations. Now, before the current transaction freeze, the Cubs added righty Marcus Stroman for 3 years and $71 million, and the Red Sox traded outfielder Hunter Renfroe to Milwaukee for old friend Jackie Bradley Jr. Defensive coordinator Marcus Freeman, expected to be Notre Dame's next head coach, he met yesterday with AD Jack Swarbrick with support from players and recruits. Offensive coordinator Tommy Rees is keeping that role, it appears, no matter who is the next head coach. Thursday Night Football has the Saints hosting the Cowboys. Taysom Hill expected to start at QB for New Orleans, while Dallas should have wide out Amari Cooper back from a two-game COVID absence. But as you know, no Mike McCarthy and no five assistants as well. Some NBA drama last night in Milwaukee.
Inbound pass goes to Holiday. He feeds to Giannis. Giannis down the lane, attacks, scoops it, up and in! It's the go-ahead bucket with 2 seconds to play. Here come the Hornets. A half-court heave at the horn! In and out! What a ball game! The Bucks will survive it!
127-125 over the Hornets. That was Dave Kane on Bucks Radio, and that was Giannis with the winner.
You got to be able to, you know, have the, you know, the gut and the edge to be able to be in the situation, because you only learn from them. You never lose anything. You might lose the game, but you still learn from it, you know, for the next time you're going to be the same situation.
Giannis finished with 40 points, 12 boards, and 9 assists. The Mavs smoked the Pelicans 139-107. Luka Doncic, 28 points and 14 assists in just 27 minutes. The Wizards topped the T-Wolves 115-107. And the Hawks 114-111 winners in Indy. Trae Young with 33, including the clinching free throws with 1.2 seconds left. College basketball, 5th-ranked UCLA downed Colorado 73-61. Number 6, Villanova took care of Penn 71-56, 26 points for Colin Gillespie, and number 22 Michigan State beat Louisville 73-64. On ice, the Maple Leafs hammered the Avalanche 8-3. Austin Ooh. Matthews scored 3 times. Toronto has won 15 of 17, and the Kraken lost their first shootout ever 4-3 in Detroit. And the WTA is pausing all events, all activities in China until we know for sure that player Peng Shuai is okay. She has been mostly out of the public eye, appears unable to speak freely after accusing a former high-ranking government official of sexual assault. This is the strongest stance any sport has taken against China in recent memory. DA, back to you.
Very significant. When we come back here on the show, Brian Kelly's now a member at LSU. He's the head coach, obviously, of the Tigers, the Bayou Bengals. But some stories surfaced this week of how he was a little less than giving to his assistant coaches, who are now NFL head coaches. That's coming up next. DA, CBS Sports Radio.
You can touch me, I can touch you. If we can't touch each other, let that be a rule.
DA on CBS Sports Radio.
If we can't touch each other, then let there be a rule. It's the holidays. Let people touch one another. Welcome back. DA with you here on CBS Sports Radio. Remember that the DA show each and every morning is also simulcast. You can watch us at watchda.com. Check us out. Go to watchda.com on your phone, and your tablet, your desktop, your laptop. Also on Twitch. Check out the CBS Sports Radio channel on Twitch. Watch us there, and you can chat alongside other loyal D-aliens. So, this week, there was a story that was dug up from a couple of years ago about Robert Saleh and about Matt LaFleur, who once upon a time were assistant coaches underneath Brian Kelly. Now, it's kind of interesting because think about how good your coaching staff has to be that two guys end up as head coaches on the same staff in the NFL. Now, you might think, well, that's pretty good. Even for Notre Dame, that's pretty good, having two assistant coaches that end up as NFL head coaches. This wasn't at Notre Dame. So you might say, wow, that's a great staff at Cincinnati. Damn, Brian Kelly had some talent on that staff. It wasn't at Cincinnati. It was at Central Michigan. Brian Kelly's staff at Central Michigan included grad assistants Matt LaFleur and Robert Saleh. 2 years ago, there was a story written about the humble beginnings of these two head coaches, LaFleur and Saleh. And I don't think that the reporter who wrote this, Rob Domofsky of ESPN, meant it to be taken as, can you believe Brian Kelly did this? But that's how it was interpreted this week. The story goes, on a winter night in Mount Pleasant, Michigan, Matt LaFleur and Robert Saleh thought that they were invited to a party at the home of their boss, CMU coach Brian Kelly. Turns out they weren't on the guest list. They were on the worker list. Saleh said, we shoveled the snow and parked all the cars. Then at the end of the night, we had to go get the cars again. They then went back to their tiny apartment and shared as grad assistants and stood around the kitchen table, the one without any chairs. Saleh said, we decided that when we're in that position, we're never going to treat people the way we got treated, and Maddie's lived up to it. Now, this was a preview between the Packers and the Niners, because the Niners, at that time, Saleh was the assistant coach, the DC rather, and LaFleur was the head coach of the Packers. So this was basically like, hey, humble beginnings, two assistant coaches, look where they are now, and they remember those days of being walked on. Well, this took a different turn this week, because wherever you went, it was, look at what a crummy boss Brian Kelly is. Look at what a scum boss Brian Kelly is. And then Brian Kelly gets doubled down on, because the way he leaves Notre Dame is in the lurch with a team on the precipice of a playoff. He says, see, you wouldn't want to be it, even though they could be in the playoff. And in doing so, it leaks and breaks before he can tell his team. He texts the team to come to the facility tomorrow morning, bright and early, 7 a.m. He's only there for a couple of minutes, addresses them, makes them wake up, go to the facility, listen to him quit, and then doesn't take any questions, walks out after just a couple of minutes telling them, like, peace. So the week is that Brian Kelly is not a good boss, not a good coach, not humane to his assistants. Now, before I give you my take on this, Mraz, when you saw this earlier in the week, did you take it as, man, Brian Kelly sucks?
No, I kind of took it as, I feel like this happens way more often than not. You're a grad assistant, you're doing a lot of grunt work, and I, like, just from personally watching the Giants, Joe Judge has referenced a lot of this in coming up and doing a lot of these similar things for other coaches, that that's just kind of part of what comes with the territory.
So when I saw this story, I said, yeah, sound like Brian Kelly. I don't think anybody's ever said that Brian Kelly was a warm and fuzzy type. He's known for a volcanic temper. He's known for being very short and maybe egomaniacal and a bit of a tyrant. But yeah, it just, that sounded like Brian Kelly. And I also thought, like you, yep, sounds like what you have to do as a grad assistant. I mean, that's the lowest rung, basically, on the ladder. I think it's amazing that Central Michigan had two NFL head coaches as grad assistants on it. CMU. Imagine looking at the CMU staff today and saying, wow, two of these guys will be head coaches of the NFL one day, and that the head coach is going to be the head coach at LSU one day. That's amazing. But I didn't really go, man, Brian Kelly sucks. But part of that is because I think coaching sucks, and Brian Kelly's never been like a warm and fuzzy guy. Salah addressed this yesterday. He says, I feel terrible because the whole thing was taken out of context. When you're coming up in this profession, part of that article was to tell a funny story about Matt and I as GAs. Part of being a GA, every single coach in this profession, that's a rite of passage. And that's just a funny story, not an indictment of how Brian treated us. Brian is a phenomenal man. So my next question is, do you think that Sal is just saying this because you're part of the coaching coda and he just doesn't want to come off as sour grapes? Because he does also add, well, there's a reason we both went back and worked for him. There's a reason why I tried to go back and work for him. He's a good man, treats people the right way. I know people are probably upset with him right now. There's never a right way to do things of that nature. I'm always one of his biggest fans. So that is true that both of them also joined his staff later on in his career. So knowing that, do you say being angry at Brian Kelly for being a bad boss is also out of line?
A little bit. I think, you know, you could both think that working for Brian Kelly's a jerk and also think, well, this is my tree, basically, branch I have to grow off of, and I can't burn that, so I'm going to go back to work for him, and I'm going to keep working its way up. My guess is Robert Saleh probably deep down doesn't like Brian Kelly, but has enough of his own problems and knows that's where he came from and that's where the bread is buttered and doesn't want to look like an idiot. Maybe he's done some crummy stuff along the way, too, that he doesn't want coming out.
I think that when you're in the coaching profession, it is, as Salah said, a rite of passage to do grunt work and to do menial tasks and just to basically be a gopher. And it sucks because if you've ever been an intern or a gopher for anybody, you just know how low on the totem pole you feel. But ultimately, I don't think Brian Kelly's a great guy. I don't think, though, that this story is somehow terrible because it's Brian Kelly. I think that this stuff probably happens more than not. The one thing that I think is interesting is that the story from 2 years ago says, and it doesn't quote either one of those guys, but it just says, and they promised to treat people better than they were treated. And so at the time that they were talking about this, there was some sense of, hey, that was really tough and I wouldn't do that to somebody now. But do I think that it's like Brian Kelly suddenly this awful, you know, mega villain? No, I don't. And Matt LaFleur went back and worked for him as a quarterback's coach at Notre Dame, so it couldn't have been too bad, obviously. I think the one thing that might be different is that Brian Kelly really had or has an anger issue. He is volatile. He is obviously not a happy-go-lucky or a touchy-feely or a fuzzy guy in how he dealt with this Notre Dame stuff. And so there's enough examples that Brian Kelly, you know, he's rough around the edges. He's not exactly, you know, this kind of kid gloves type of guy. But does it make him worse than 50% of the coaches out there? I don't think so. And Matt LaFleur and Robert Saleh are just kind of softer human beings. Those two guys are, I think Saleh is going to be a good head coach. There's no evidence of that. LaFleur is obviously an excellent head coach. I think those two guys are just younger, maybe a little smarter, certainly know how to work smarter, probably know how to treat people a little bit better. And because you're younger, You tend to do that because the next generation just seems to handle things without that same harsh edge as the previous generation does. So I think there's a little age thing that happens here. But like I said, I saw this story and I didn't think to myself, my God, I can't believe what a monster Brian Kelly is. I thought, well, we always kind of knew Brian Kelly wasn't warm and fuzzy. And this is kind of just part of coaching and basically the professional world. We've all had to do crummy stuff like that, at least most of us. When we come back, are the Rams ultimately doomed?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.